Now, here in chapter 13, and this is, by the way, a very wonderful chapter. In fact, all of them are here. He says, "Lo, mine eye hath seen all this. Mine ear hath heard and understood it. What ye know, the same do I know also. I'm not inferior unto you." Now, you see, he gives all of this discourse in the 12th chapter, to show these men that he knows what they know. And they have not told him anything new. They've not been helpful to him at all. Now, he gets to the very crux of the matter. He says, "Surely I would speak to the Almighty." He says, "I want to talk to God, and I desire to reason with God." Oh, if somebody could only been there to tell him about the grace and the mercy of God and how God wanted to help him. "But ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value." In other words, Job is saying, "You have not diagnosed my case. You are trying to give me treatment." Well, let's say I'm having trouble with diabetes, and you want to take my lungs out. You want to operate on me. You've missed the whole point. Now, notice as he moves on into this section, verse 5, "Oh, that you would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom." And Job says, the best thing for you to do now is to keep quiet, because he says that would be smarter than what you're saying, because you haven't helped me at all. Now, he speaks back to them, and he says in verse 6, "Hear now my reasoning, and hearken to the pleadings of my lips. Will ye speak wickedly for God, and talk deceitfully for him?" In other words, when they are accusing him of committing some awful sin, and that God is judging him, you see they're dealing deceitfully for God. They're not representing God as they should. Now, Job knows that. He recognized that. But they are not representing God directly. And if they could only bring Job to the place where he could see himself as he really is. But they put him on the defense. And as a result, why, he's making a good case for himself, but it makes it look bad for God, you see. It looks as if God is to blame in this. And these friends hammer him with that, but they're not helping him at all. And so he goes on in that vein here. He says in verse 8, "Will ye accept his person? Will ye contend for God? Is it good that he should search you out? Or as one man mocketh another, do ye so mock him? He will surely reprove you if ye do secretly accept persons." Now, Job is coming back at them, and he says, God's going to judge you for misrepresenting. "Shall not his excellency make you afraid, and his dread fall upon you? Your remembrances are like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in mine hand?" Now, in the midst of all of this, the faith of Job just stands inviolate in spite of the onslaught of his friends, and they've now become a stranger to him, by the way, as we shall see.